Good morning. How y'all doing?
You're like part of the show now. We talk to you like every week, I think.
I've just put in my calendar. I just, when I don't talk to y'all, I feel like my week's weird.
Well, and it's because you want to talk to your twin brother, Zeke, and we've talked about that.
No, it's because he misses TJ.
I know. I'm tired of people asking me for autographs. I'm like, I don't know how he signed Zeke. I don't know.
Oh, there is a way. He has a special autograph.
I do have a special way, Michael, as you know. Don't act like you don't know.
Uh-huh. I mean, I've signed them. Don't get me wrong.
Baby.
People money, Z, but we'll talk about that later. You got to work on that.
Absolutely. Can't wait to have you here at Yollapalooza, as usual, May 26th here, along with Drew Baldridge, Kip Moore, and Nicole Swindell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can't wait to get back, man. I love hanging with you guys and being able to – this will be my first show back with Kip. We toured with him two falls ago, so mm-hmm. I'm pumped to get back out there with those boys. And Drew Baldridge is so great, and Cole Swindell's a good buddy of mine. So thank you all. Oh. Thanks for getting us all together, man.
That's yeah. Cool.
So you know all of them pretty well.
I do, yeah. Cole's a label mate over at Warner, and mm-hmm. Like I said, I toured with Kip, and I've known Drew for a while, so it's going to be a good time.
Well, we thought maybe we would see how well you know them since you are going to be playing Yollapalooza with them. So we have some little kind of little trivia questions about Kip and Drew and Cole. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. He does a killer Rambo Rocky Sylvester Stallone impression. Who is it?
That's got to be Kip.
It is Kip.
It is Kip. Way to go. Yeah. Way to go.
Way to go. Okay. How about this one? He doesn't drink, so his beverage of choice is sweet tea.
Like I said, I do drink, and Cole Swindell is a good buddy of mine, so I'm about to go with Drew Baldridge.
Is Drew.
Way to go.
Two for two.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? His middle name is Rainey.
Cole?
It is Cole.
It's Cole. That's a good guess.
I didn't know if y'all were throwing a trick one in there for me or something.
No, because his first name is Colden, so his name is Colden Rainey.
That's right. Is it really? Yeah.
Is it really Colden Rainey?
Colden Rainey.
Colden Rainey. No, it's not.
I'm telling you. How about this one? He went to college on a basketball scholarship.
That's got to be Drew, because Kip and Cole are my size.
It's actually Kip.
It's Kip.
Kip?
Really?
Yeah.
You're making these up.
Yeah, according to my sources.
What can't he do?
How about this one? His guilty pleasure music to listen to is Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I'm going to go with Drew.
It is Drew.
Yeah, that was a good guess.
Okay, I have one more.
I would too.
One more. He has a tattoo of Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2 on his arm.
Oh, Kip.
Yeah,
it is
good.
Kip.
You're good. You know what? You did really well.
You did really well.
One.
Who knew Kip went to college? Man, you tore the guy and you think you know him. And then you realize he went to college to play basketball.
That source must be lying. That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, I've worked out with Kip, so I mean, the dude could move a house, so I could understand how he got there.
Okay, well, the next time you guys work out, if you want to send me a little video of that, shirtless, I prefer, go right ahead. Okay. It'll be fine.
Shirtless,
me.
Yeah. Just a video. Fine.
Give us something about you that maybe your bandmates may not know about you, so when we talk to them, we can ask them.
Oh, trying to think what some...
Like, what's a guilty pleasure, either music or TV show or something for you?
TV shows, The Golden Girls and the new This Is Us.
Oh,
I love those. Okay. I love them both.
Did you watch the finale?
Oh, I don't miss it. And why are they going to leave us hanging like that for... this second season's got to start because they teased us for two episodes on the dad, and now we don't know.
I don't know.
I know. We have to wait till fall. It's ridiculous.
And speaking of The Golden Girls, am I the only one that thought Bea Arthur was hot?
Nope.
No.
So weird.
I was more of a Rue McClanahan.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Blanche.
I like the Blanche, man. She was down to party too. You know what I mean? Hello.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I completely understand this connection. Absolutely.
Well, Michael, congratulations on the single.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Keeping our fingers crossed for the number one, baby.
Me too.
We'll do our part.
I told somebody the other day, I said, my mom has a different phone line, I think, to Jesus. So I called her the beginning of this week. I was like, all right, Mom, I need you to get on the phone.
That's going to be Kip's question about you. Whose mom has a different line to Jesus?
Yes, and that's pretty good.
Michael, congrats.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to see you, and have a great, great week, all right, man?
Y'all too. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Ray right there. See ya.
See you guys.